Chat fishing. Chat, not cat. We are not going out on a boat right now. Chat fishing. It's apparently a modern dating trend. It was honestly a coined phrase, I think, from Good Morning America, where people use AI chatbots to write, flirt, and communicate on dating apps. So whenever I hear about anything related to scams, I always turn to Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. And that's exactly what I did when I heard this used earlier this week on Good Morning America. And Kristen, I am not asking you for relationship advice. However, I would say this term chat phishing, would you say that's kind of a combination of topics we've talked about in the past, a little bit of phishing mixed with artificial intelligence?
For sure. I think that a lot of the red flags that come up in stories like this are similar to catfishing. And we should probably remind people what we mean when we say phishing in general. As you said, we're not talking about phishing with an F. We're talking about phishing with a PH, which is phishing for information. So they're looking for either your personal information or your financial information.
And there's also, if we're going to get even more complicated, there's schmishing, right? Which is when you're doing it through text message, right? There's phishing over email, but then there's also the texting version as well.
Right. So if, you know, we talk about this a lot, especially in the last couple of years, those errant text messages that you get about a package that can't be delivered or a toll that you owe, any of that is called smishing because it's over text message. SMS phishing is what it's really standing for. And so a combination of all those things. And now you throw in an extra layer of AI, of artificial intelligence that's allowing these people to seem more reputable, to seem more trustworthy, to seem real. And in the case of romance scams, it can really get people. And oftentimes the impact financially isn't even as bad as the emotional impact that it can have on people because of those who are targeted by these types of scams.
It's so true, Kristen, because I've watched before people who have been duped by a romance scam. And what I think is the most devastating is there are people who have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, even more than that, on somebody who never existed. But when I watch these interviews, you can feel and hear in their voices that the money, while that is detrimental, it's almost the heartbrokenness and that feeling of this was never real. I think that is probably the bigger toll for some of these victims. And it's horrible. It's awful.
Because they prey on people who are lonely, who may not have someone else in their lives, a family member to lean on, a friend. Oftentimes it's women who are either divorced or have lost their husbands, who are a little bit older. And so they just want that companionship. In fact, we're seeing a trend where it's not even always romance, it's friendship. It doesn't even get to the romance territory, but their goal is still the same, which is to either get money or information out of the person. And once they have that, then they ditch them. But sometimes this is the long game. They go for months sometimes. They don't just automatically ask for money, fake an emergency or something like that. They really work to build the trust of the person. And the longer it goes on, the more the victim, unfortunately, you know, falls for it and thinks that they're with someone that really cares for them.
You know, it's interesting, Kristen. I've heard you use that phrase before, the long game. And I think it's probably beneficial to ask what that looks like. So when you say that somebody who is going to be romantically duped online, what does the long game look like?
So usually, and this is based on the reports that we've received, usually, you know, they'll start off by being on a legitimate dating website. And they'll talk to them there, but then the person wants to get off that website because those legitimate websites will actually kind of track this and they'll look for this type of thing. And so by getting off of the website, they can't get caught. So then they'll ask to just go through WhatsApp or another kind of a texting application so that they don't, no one's really watching over them. And then they just start, you know, talking about themselves and trying to build trust. And we're not talking over days or weeks. We're talking months upon months upon months that this will take, just little by little gaining their trust. And then at some point they might say, oh, I have, you know, a sick parent or a sick child. Or they may say, I, you know, I have this great investment going. I'm making so much money. I care about you. I think we're great friends. I really want to help you out. I think you should invest too. And then that's a new scam. That's a financial scam. And then that will keep going on and on for as long as they can keep convincing you to invest in cryptocurrency. And to the point that then, you know, eventually people catch on, but it can take months upon months. I mean, it's not like an online purchase scam where you buy it and it just never arrives at your doorstep. I mean, that's a quick turnover. A lot of times scammers don't make a lot of money off of it, but they can get a lot of people. This is less people. It's definitely not the quantity of targets so much as the amount of money that they can get out of a person.
Recently, this was a headline for Good Morning America. Are people being romantically duped by chat phishing? ABC News's Sophie Flay reported on people using AI chatbots to flirt and make connections on dating apps. And it sort of raises questions, understandably so, about authenticity in online dating. We are talking to Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. What do you think about that question, Kristen? Does this put online dating kind of in hot water? And what can they do to, I guess, give confidence to people who want to online date?
I think it's a really gray line. I mean, so many people use AI like ChatGPT to improve their work performance, their school performance, whether it's a resume, a research paper, or just a presentation for the next meeting. It seems like everyone's now relying on ChatGPT. So it's not really a surprise that people would hone in on that for romance as well. And it's not necessarily a scam. I mean, there are people genuinely just feeling like this is going to help me sound better. I am looking for love. I am doing this for the right reason. I just want to sound a little bit more polished. But you better be able to sound like that in person too, because eventually if you are there for the right reasons, you're going to meet this person in person. And unlike catfishing, where you would use a completely different picture and the person wouldn't know until they met you, when you talk to a person, it's a little bit harder to judge. But some of the red flags that we talk about for romance scams could play into this, such as, you know, if someone sounds just too perfect, right? If they sound more than just generally interested, but they're just, like, it's almost like the too good to be true phrase that we always use for online purchase scams. If the person on the other end of your phone or computer sounds too perfect, you know, that might be a red flag. I mean, you do want to be honest. You do want to be genuine. You are hoping to meet this person, right? And potentially fall in love. But to say, like, it's a scam to use AI just to make yourself sound a little better, I think it's a really gray area. And I think, obviously, it's probably, this is just the beginning, right? I think that this is something that isn't going away.
I don't either. And here's the thing, Kristen. I understand people online dating. I do. I mean, I look at people in my own family. Half of my siblings found the people that they're dating or married online. And a lot of my friends do too, because it's just different. It's a different world that we live in. You know, I was fortunate enough to meet the love of my life, my freshman year of college. I've been with him for 18 years. And for whatever reason, he's stuck with me, and I'm very grateful for that. But you know, and I look at my sisters who both, you know, met one in school. The other one was a brother to a dear friend of mine growing up. And so, you know, I don't think it's as easy to find a love connection or to find companionship. I just, you know, especially the emergence of people working from home and, you know, even when you go out, you don't want to maybe pick up that person at the bar. Like, you want a sincere connection. So I don't want to rag on online dating. I think there really is a place for it. And I think that it's appropriate to online date to some degree. With that being said, though, I think we got to get really specific. I think we really have to highlight the red flag. So, for example, you mentioned if it seems too good to be true. Totally. That's like any scam out there. How important is it, though, would you say, and I know every situation is different, to have some kind of face-to-face, and I don't even mean over FaceTime. How important is it that you are connecting in person to know that this is a real person, but also to determine if you want to go deeper? Because to your point, when you see, hear about these romance scams, it's like a year of talking online sometimes. And then it's, hey, come travel to see me, but you got to pay for my plane tickets and this and this and this. And then there was never a person. Yeah. Like, what would you suggest, and how important is it that you have that face-to-face contact?
Well, obviously, if you expect this to go anywhere, that you would think that you would, right? Logic would say you're going to meet this person at some point. So why would you want to pretend to be someone else or be fake unless you had bad intentions? I think that, you know, oftentimes with catfishing, we say, you know, if there's poor spelling or grammar, it could be a scammer that lives, you know, in another country. I think in this case, if they're using phrases that don't make sense, sometimes if you've ever used ChatGPT or another AI platform, sometimes what comes out doesn't make any sense. It's not that it's grammatically incorrect or there's spelling errors. It just doesn't make sense for the conversation. And if you're seeing that, then there's a good chance they are using AI. Although the caveat would be, if you feel like the next guy's using AI too, there may be some feeling of, oh, I've got to keep up with everyone. I've got to sound better than everyone else. I better use it too. But maybe limit how much you use it. And then, yeah, of course, you want to meet the person. Maybe you can just FaceTime with them at first to make sure. But I will say that scammers are using AI for video as well.
Yep.
They are creating videos. We had someone in Connecticut last year who lost money to a romance scam, and they actually had a woman who would get on and she would talk to them, and it would be really brief, and then she would get off the phone. And he knew at that point, like, this doesn't seem right. But so you got to know that even if you're FaceTiming with them or they're sending videos of themselves, that could be created by AI too.
Yeah, it's tricky. Like I said, I don't think there's a silver bullet with this one, because I do understand the role of online dating. I really do. But I think AI complicates it to a whole nother level. Social media, certainly. And, you know, but I think AI being one of the probably the biggest issue kind of heightening these types of scams. And when you look at the data, I mean, reported losses are in the billions globally to romance scams. U.S. victims alone reporting hundreds of millions of dollars in losses every year. And so I want to direct people to the Better Business Bureau on their website. They have more advice and certainly things that you can read up on and ask questions about to avoid these types of romance scams in general. And just knowing, again, about phishing scams, everything we talked about. Kristen, I always appreciate your partnership here on WICC and highlighting this on the show. Thank you so much. And I'm sure, unfortunately, we will talk again soon, because scams are just way too relevant on a daily basis.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Kristen. Appreciate it.